the child is born with a Muslim nature. Doesn't this world take away that nature? With its lies, its filth, its corruption, doesn't it take away that nature? So that tells you that we are born with a righteous nature, we are born with a Muslim nature, but the world takes our nature away. Let us look at the lesson where it says that the original man is the Asiatic black man, poor, maker, swing of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. The same teacher said, and the devil fooled them when they were little babies. The God of the universe, the owners of the makers of the world, were fooled by the Caucasians when they were little babies. So why does he act other than himself? Say, because you said the wrong kind of food. This is what Nike Moral taught. The second resurrection and the first resurrection. What I mean by that, we have the same knowledge that those claims that they have are, I don't know what they're claiming, really. So here the Caucasian now fed the God food, and the food destroyed. What kind of God is this that eating pork takes away his godliness? What kind of God is this that being taught Christianity takes away his godliness? What kind of original man is this that you put him in a Caucasian society, he loses his originality? And what kind of Caucasian devil is that, that is a devil by nature, master devil by nature, that if you keep one of them from the wicked society, they won't be a devil? Master Farrar's wife never mixed with anybody other than good Muslims. So now that Elijah Muhammad says that she was a holy woman. So where is the power then? Is the power in the physical flesh, or is the power in the influences of the society? Master Farrar's mother, a pure Caucasian. Bobby Elijah Muhammad said, don't call her a devil. She was a righteous woman. Say she never mixed with any of the unrighteous people. So if not mixing with unrighteous people will keep Caucasian flesh righteous, then that tells me the influences are stronger than the flesh. And if mixing with the Caucasian bad influences will make a black God a black devil, that tells me the influences are stronger than the black flesh. The black God, take it out of his black kingdom and put into the Caucasian society, becomes a black slave, a liar, a drunkard. And the Caucasian goddess, take it out of the Caucasian society and put in the good Muslim society, becomes a holy and righteous woman. I'm talking Master Farrar's talk, letter for letter. Am I giving his words letter for letter? Now, when I finish in a few minutes, I'm going to open up a question. And I want to see a single one of you tell anything I say. that the fist that I have in my own hand is a warm or cold, they wouldn't criticize me. They criticize me because they're dumb. Master Perron didn't come here to beautify as much as he came here to destroy. He came to destroy the influence in your life and in my life from Caucasian racist mentality. He came to break the spell that they had on our people. That was his main job. All the Elijah Muhammad called him a Christ one. He said, you know what Christ means? It means a crusher. He said he came to crush the wicked. So one coming to destroy, if that's his main job, then someone has to come up behind him and build up. And in coming behind Master Farah Muhammad, I build up. I come in just like a man behind a warrior who came in and just tore the tower up. I come in and I have to clean the street. I have to repair the building. I have to build new buildings. Make the city clean and fit to live in again. But in doing it, I have added to the dignity and to the statue of the warrior. For if his title was left war-torn, what credit would that be to him in history? That he just made war, made a lot of trouble, and tore up everything. All praise due to Allah, that Allah best for Harith bin Muhammad to be a builder. My job is not to tear down. My job is to build up. I tear down because of a necessity. Master Farah Muhammad, he built up because of a necessity. His job was to tear down. And the building he did was just because of a need. He had to do it. But he didn't come to build, he came to tear down. I didn't come to tear down, I came to build. But of necessity, I have to tear down sometimes. All the eyes of Muhammad, the Master Farah Muhammad, that great wisdom would never have been seen if Allah hadn't set my eyes to open that secret. People were laughing at them. And don't think all the Elijah Muhammad got people to praise his work. He got people to praise their work. Now I'll explain to you what I mean. Building supermarkets was not his work. That's their work. That's everybody's work. Everybody builds supermarkets. Everybody in business. He got credit for doing business. He got credit for cleaning up the bad morals in his society. But these things the Christian gets credit for. Many others get credit for doing the same with sinful people. I can take it to whole countries that have been cleaned up that way. I can take it to communist countries who have that victory. They'll tell you, we don't have prostitution, we don't have theft, we don't have dope. They've cleaned up that society. Communist people have done that. So that's not where the real victory is. Not for Muslims. But when Allah blessed me to see the secrets of Master Farah and Ali Muhammad, he opened the way for them to get new credit and new dignity. Now you got wise people in the Catholic religion, wise people in the Protestant, wise people in Judaism, wise people in Islam, all taking a second look at Master Farah and Ali Muhammad because see Muhammad to unlock their secret. Oh, I ain't gonna follow him. He's trying to discredit the master. He's burying the master. I'm burying him as a leader. For today, when I'm preserving him as a leader yesterday. He was a leader yesterday, and he will always get the credit for being a powerful psychologist and a great reformer. I'm not burying him. He's dead. Look around here. Do you see me trying to put my picture up? Lord Elijah Muhammad's picture is up more than mine. I like to see you loving him because he did a great work. But I wouldn't like to see you follow him because his leadership is up. His day is out. Now there are some who say we got to follow the Lord Elijah Muhammad dead or alive. Those who say that, they are not legitimate Muslims. There is only one man that we follow, dead or alive, and that's Prophet Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed. And we don't follow him because he was black or white or purple. We follow him because God gave him the last revelation to unlock the mysteries of power. We follow him because he brought that last light that made the life complete, the religious life complete. And when we follow him, we follow all the prophets. That's why we follow him. But how can we follow Lord Elijah Muhammad and follow all the prophets? When the Lord Elijah Muhammad, his talk was limited to the dignity of one people. And Allah has created all people, and he wants all people to be in dignity, or to have dignity. So how can we follow the Lord Elijah Muhammad? His time was limited. And he told you, perish. The time is limited. That the time is short. Isn't that what he told you? He didn't tell you this will go forever. Now I'm trying to reason with a few of you who still have a confused mind. Think that this is 3 years after the passing of Lord Elijah Muhammad, and now he's supposed to come back in the physical body, or either as a spirit, in Farrakhan, excuse me, Mr. Farrakhan, or Minister Farrakhan, or Brother Farrakhan. I don't know what his title should be. His talk sounds mighty confusing to me. I am Mr. Scarlett. There's one called himself Scarlett. He sent letters to every message, all the emails, telling them to hurry and join on to their own time. Scarlett Prophet Scarlett. The return of all the Elijah Muhammad in the spirit. And send your donations to such and such number. Would I be a true leader to see the wolf coming for the young sheep and not warn the herd? No, I wouldn't be a true leader. I've been looking and wondering what color these people had. And I didn't want to come out too soon and say something for fear I might have misjudged. But I've heard enough now. These
people can't wait for a law to bring a better season around so they can have more money and better things. They have to devise some fascinating story and some fascinating program to attract and emotional people to become their slaves and their tools. And they'll use your back to build. And they'll become a little pimp with diamonds, with a big bankroll sitting on your back. If that's what you want, go and get it. But don't come this way. I'm telling you right now, you will follow anybody that say they represent this law. But they say he's different with W.D. Muhammad theologically. Are they different with him on any serious principle? I'd rather you different too. Get the hell on out of here and go catch up with it.
Allah said, and he says it plainly in the Quran, that
that he has not created men not men, or anything except his worship. So by that, we conclude that the human being is master and slave at the same time. This is the great wisdom. The human being is master and slave at the same time. If he accepts his master role and rejects his slave role, he's in for destruction. If he accepts his slave role and rejects his master role, he's in for destruction. But if he accepts them both, he's on the way to victory behind victory. Give yourself totally to Allah as his willing slave servant. And accept responsibility over your own self as master. And don't let your hand, your feet, your heart, or nothing speak to you in any disrespectful way. Say, shut up, I'm the master. And once you accomplish that kind of mind, once you achieve that kind of mind and have the faith in yourself to master your own domain, you'll find that you'll be more successful out here trying to master all the problems in the society. Any person can't handle himself, he can't handle the world. People out here want to be leaders. Go and defecate in the refrigerator. Don't even know what it's all it is. It's all about you want to be a leader. Don't know his back side nor his front side. Want to be a leader. Throw a day old pair of panties on his face and he falls down and prays to the panties. Where can they lead anybody? Give him $30,000 and he scraps his whole program. Just tear it up. Father Muhammad said, give me the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, and never will I desert this mission. They sparked out of him and his followers. They were hungry and suffering. Many good ones died under the persecution. But Father Muhammad never gave in. He never said, oh, I got a chance to be a big leader of the Quraysh. That's what they offered him. Come back to us. We will make you the leader and give you all the wealth. Isn't that what they said? Father Muhammad says, no. If you give me the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, never will I deserve this mission. But these people that's out here campaigning for you to nominate them, to put them into leadership, all you need, and I've said before, is about $30,000. Or a pair of warm panties from some big hips. Money and sex, that's all they know. That's their God. Money and sex, their God. All praise is due to Allah. That he hasn't let all of us go down that drain.
is a long distance to live around here on this earth. But just a few more years or a decade or so, you're going to see the surprise of your life. I'm talking to the disbeliever, the doubter. You're going to be shocked out of your senses. You're going to see the teachings of that Islam as they are presented by this simple man you're looking at right now. Above all the wisdom of this land. The wise people are looking at it right now. They're studying it right now. And believe me, they've already started using some of it. In time, it's going to replace the old knowledge. I'm not talking about just here. I mean out there in the city. But it's going to take time. We are building the human life back again as it should be built, as Allah intended for it to be built. And we are making it possible for society to be formed, rising. For the first time in the West. For the first time in the West, it is as a test for society to be formed in the right way. Firm ground. Scientific order. You can't see it right now, but you'll come to see it very soon. Dear beloved people, I can tell you about the forces of trouble in the world. But why should I talk about those small things? In the face of this big thing, I can tell you that jobs are scarce. The economy is bad all over the world. Times are not going to get better before they get worse. I could bring you that old doomsday message. But I'm not doomed. I see life and victory. So why should I preach to you doomsday message? Tell you that the jobs are scarce and they ain't going to get any better. That things are bad in the world. America's in for a fall and never will rise again. Why should I preach something like that? Do I want America to fall and never rise again? If I do, I could be telling you where to go. And I don't hear no doomsday preachers telling you where to go. What I'd be a true leader.